Traditional Martinist Order Discourse, Kabbalah, The Tree of the Sephiroth. We present below a sample discourse from the teachings of the traditional Martinist order, this one featuring a discussion of the Kabbalistic Tree of Life.
I greet you before the luminaries of the traditional Martinist order. In the Sefer Yetzirah, it is said that the benevolent and merciful God created the universe through 32 wonderful paths of wisdom. These 32 paths correspond to the 22 Hebrew letters and to the 10 Sfirot. After having studied the 22 letters in the two previous discourses, the moment has now come to approach the topic of the 10 Sfirot. The Kabbalists say that when the primordial light descended from the Ein Sof, or, in other words, the infinite, to give the breath of life to all the worlds and all creatures, it arrayed itself in the shape of 10 lights. These are the Sfirot, which the Zohar compares to the 10 forms that God produced to direct the unknown and invisible worlds and the visible worlds. In the first chapter of the Sefer Yetzirah, it is said that they came out of the nothingness, and that their appearances is as a flash of light whose extremities are without limit. One can also read in this book that the word of the divine comes and goes within them, and that when the word speaks, such as a hurricane, they bow before the divine throne and they celebrate. The word Sfirot is the plural of Sephira, a feminine word that means numeration. As you know, the 10 Sfirot are arranged in a hierarchical manner and are linked one to another by channels. They are Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Chesed, Geburah,
Tiferet,
Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. Together they form the tree of the Sfirot, which is, in some manner, the invisible skeleton of creation. As indicated in the Sefer Bahir, the branches of this tree nourish themselves in the Ein Sof, the hidden transcendence. Rather than discuss the Ein Sof today, we will study this concept in the next discourse. As you will notice on the diagram, the 10 Sfirot are arranged in three columns forming a symbolic structure called Binyam. The left column is severity. It extends from the Sefira Bina to the Sefira Hod. Associated with the letter Mem and with water, it symbolizes passivity and has a negative polarity. The right column is mercy, sometimes called clemency. It extends from the Sefira Chochmah to the Sefira Netzach. Associated with the letter Shin and with fire, it symbolizes the force of expansion and has a positive polarity. Finally, the central column is equilibrium. It extends from the Sefira Keter to the Sefira Malchut, associated with the letter Aleph and with air. It symbolizes the equilibrium between the two polarities, as well as the union between the divine world and the material world. The Kabbalistic tradition relates these three columns with the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You will also note that the columns descend from the infinite to the finite through the four levels, or four materialized worlds, as indicated by the dotted lines in the diagram. The first level is the Olam Atzilut, the world of emanation, formed by the Sfirot Keter, Chochmah, and Bina. It represents the divine will in a pure state.
The second level is the Olambria, the world of creation,
formed by the Sfirot Chesed, Geburah, and
Tiferet.
It is the world where divine will is transformed into creative energy. The third level is the Olam, Yetzira, the world of formation, formed by the Sfirot, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. It is the world of movement and generation, where all forms are elaborated. Finally, the fourth level is Olam Asiya, the world of action, formed by the Sefira Machut. It is the world of phenomena, of matter and human beings. It can be said that the four worlds symbolize the expansion of the divine through the visible and invisible planes of creation. It is the reason why they are associated with the four letters of the Tetragrammaton, the sacred name of the divine. As one can see in the diagram, Atzilut corresponds to Yod, the first letter of the Tetragrammaton, Bria to He, the second letter, Yetzira to Vav, the third letter, and Osiya to He, the fourth letter. Kabbalists consider that the tree of the Sefirot is an expression of the face of the divine and the means by which the invisible acquires a certain visibility. They divide it into two faces, Arik Anpin, the long face, and Ze'ir Anpin, the small face. The long face comprises the three superior Sefirot, Keter, Chochmah, and Bina. As has previously been said, the long face represents the superior world, the world of the divine will. The small face is made up of the following six Sefirot: Chesed, Gebura,
Tiferet,
Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. These are the Sefirot that are said to be of construction, fully manifested in Malchut, the tenth or last Sefira. Let us now examine one by one the Sefirot of the Kabbalistic tree. The first is Keter, a word that we can translate as crown. It represents divine will, the beginning of existence, and the eternal present. The Sefer Yetzira associates it with the breath of the living Elohim. The second Sefira is Chochmah, a word meaning wisdom. Some Kabbalists compare it with the primordial Torah, the secret wisdom. It represents the masculine and active principle. The Sefer Yetzira associates it with the breath coming from the breath. The third Sefira is Bina, a word meaning intelligence. It represents the feminine and passive principle. The Sefer Yetzira associates it with the waters coming from the breath. We should note that the Kabbalists refer to Ima, meaning mother, whereas they refer to Chochmah by the name Abba, meaning father. If the first three Sefirot are intimately linked to the divine world, the next seven Sefirot are more particularly linked to the terrestrial world. Some Kabbalists associate them with the 7 days of creation. Between these two worlds, we find Da'at, a hidden Sefira whose name means knowledge. It represents the knowledge that directly emanates from the divine. As such, it is inaccessible to the incarnate humanity. The fourth Sefira is Chesed, meaning mercy, sometimes called Gedula. It is the first Sefira of the world of Bria, the world of creation. It represents sharing, goodness, and love. That is why the Zohar relates Chesed to the patriarch Abraham, who personifies these qualities. It is also associated with the oral Torah, the esoteric revelation. The Sefer Yetzira considers Chesed the fire coming from the waters.
The fifth sephira is Geburah, meaning rigor or justice. Sometimes called Din, it is associated with the written Torah, the exoteric revelation. The Zohar relates Geburah with the patriarch Isaac because of his absolute obedience to God's commands. The sixth sephira is Tiferet, meaning beauty. Placed between Chesed and Geburah, in the middle of the central column, it symbolizes the equilibrium of oppositions. The Zohar relates Tiferet with the patriarch Jacob, whose manner is a model of equilibrium between love and rigor. Among the six sphirot of construction, it is the only one to be directly linked to Keter. The seventh sephira is Netzach, meaning victory, in the sense of mastery. This sephira is associated with Joseph. The Bible says that it is after having resisted his passions, symbolized by Potiphar's wife, that he became the Pharaoh's minister and succeeded in reorganizing the economy of Egypt. Netzach is at the base of the column of mercy and receives its energy from Chesed, placed directly above it. The eighth sephira is Hod, meaning glory or splendor. Across from Netzach, it is placed at the base of the column of rigor and receives its energy from Geburah, situated just above it. It represents the accomplishment of divine will. The ninth sephira is Yesod, meaning foundation or transmission. As the last sephira of the world of Yetzirah, world of formation, it represents the foundation of the created world. It also transmits the breath of life, which comes from the higher sephirot toward Malchut. The tenth and last sephira is Malchut, meaning kingdom. As the synthesis of all the sephirot, it represents the material world, the accomplishment of the process of creation. Kabbalists see it in the hidden presence of God in exile on the earthly plane. They designate this presence by the word Shekhinah, a word meaning divine presence. That being said, the notion of Shekhinah cannot be reduced to Malchut. In Kabbalah, there is a reference of the Shekhinah below and the Shekhinah above, which resides in Bina. As indicated in the beginning of this discourse, the Sefer Yetzirah states that the merciful and benevolent God created the universe through 32 wonderful paths of wisdom, which correspond to the 22 Hebrew letters and to the 10 sphirot. Here is what Athanasius Kircher, an adept of Kabbalah, said concerning these paths. The 32 paths of wisdom are the luminous paths by which the holy men and women devoted to God are able to understand hidden things by a great application of the divine laws and a long meditation upon them. Note that each of these 32 paths has a name and a precise significance that is shown on Table 1. As you can see, each path corresponds to a Hebrew letter or sephira, with which is associated a quality of divine wisdom. Thus, Keter, the first path, is wisdom of supreme will. Aleph, the second, wisdom of celestial unity. Chachmah, the third, superior wisdom, etc. This first approach to the tree of the Sephirot may seem complex to you. That being said, the most important thing is to become familiar with the name and the position of each of these Sephirot. After that, it is recommended that you follow the advice given in the Sefer Yetzirah. Keep your mouth from speaking it and your heart
from thinking it. Brothers and sisters, may you ever dwell in the eternal light of divine wisdom. Summary. The 32 paths to which the Sefer Yetzirah refers correspond to the 22 Hebrew letters and to the 10 Sfirot. Keter, a word that can be translated as crown, represents divine will, the beginning of existence, and the eternal present. The Sefer Yetzirah associates it with the breath of the living Elohim. Chokhmah, meaning wisdom, represents the masculine and active principle. The Sefer Yetzirah associates it with the breath coming from the breath. Bina, meaning intelligence, represents the feminine and passive principle. The Sefer Yetzirah associates it with the waters coming from the breath. Chesed, meaning mercy, represents sharing, goodness, and love. The Sefer Yetzirah describes Chesed as the fire coming from the waters. Geburah, meaning rigor or justice, is associated with the written Torah, the exoteric revelation. The Zohar associates it with the patriarch Isaac. Tiferet, meaning beauty, symbolizes the equilibrium of oppositions. The Zohar associates it with the patriarch Jacob. Netzach, meaning victory, in the sense of mastery, is often associated with Joseph. Hod, meaning glory or splendor, represents the accomplishment of the divine will. Yesod, meaning foundation or transmission, represents the foundations of the created world. Malchut, meaning kingdom, represents the material world, the accomplishment of the process of creation. Each of the 32 paths has a name that corresponds to an attribute of divine wisdom. Experiment. Brothers and sisters, we will now proceed to an experiment whose goal is to harmonize us with the 10 Sfirot of the Kabbalistic tree in order to be in communion with their corresponding planes of consciousness and to receive their spiritual influx. Please sit comfortably. Close your eyes and relax for a few moments, as is comfortable for you. Now we will evoke the 10 Sfirot of the Kabbalistic tree, one by one. Join mentally in each evocation, and then remain receptive to any impressions you may receive. O Keter, crown, breath of the living Elohim, reveal yourself to my consciousness. O Chokhmah, wisdom, breath from the breath, reveal yourself to my consciousness. O Bina, intelligence, waters from the breath, reveal yourself to my consciousness. O Chesed, mercy, Abraham's inspiration, reveal yourself to my consciousness. O Geburah, rigor, Isaac's inspiration, reveal yourself to my consciousness. O Tiferet, beauty, Jacob's inspiration, reveal yourself to my consciousness. O Netzach, victory, Joseph's inspiration, reveal yourself to my consciousness. O Hod, glory, agent of divine will, reveal yourself to my consciousness. O Yesod, foundation, giver of the breath of life, reveal yourself to my consciousness. O Melchut, kingdom, where the Shekhinah below resides, reveal yourself to my consciousness. Brothers and sisters, as long as we journey between the two pillars, may we be receptive to the spiritual influx emanating from the Sefirot, so that their united powers may illumine our body, our soul, and our spirit. Amen.